This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. President Bidyadevi Bhandari embarking on a two-day state visit to Bangladesh from today. Three different agreements will be signed during the president's Bangladesh visit. Health Ministry directs concerned bodies to strictly follow the health protocol and testing at the border checkpoints as the number of COVID-19 cases increasing in India. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. Now the news in detail. President Bidyadevi Bhandari is embarking on a two-day state visit to Bangladesh from today. While unveiling the cabinet decision amidst a press briefing at Singhadarbar yesterday, Communications and Information Technology Minister Parbat Gurung said three different agreements would be signed during the president's Bangladesh visit. He further said during the visit agenda promoting tourism, managing different pesticides and chemicals used in agriculture and livestock development would surface. He also added that the agenda of train, transport and port facilities along with Bangladesh's effort on procuring electricity from Nepal would also be discussed in the meeting. The president will return home on 23rd of March, wrapping up her visit. Meanwhile, on the eve of the president's Bangladesh visit, a book entitled Nepal-Bangladesh Relations, penned by foreign affairs expert Hiranyalal Shrestha, was unveiled yesterday. The book highlights various aspects of Nepal-Bangladesh relations since the birth of Bangladesh in 1971. The cabinet meeting has decided to form a representative team of Nepal under the leadership of Foreign Affairs Minister Pradeep Kumar Gyamali to virtually participate in the 17th ministerial level meeting of BIMSTEC to be held on the 1st of April. Also, the government spokesperson, Minister Gurung, informed that the cabinet further decided to form a six-member team under the leadership of National Planning Commission's Vice Chair, Dr. Pusparas Kadel, to participate in the virtual program of the 8th United Nations Economic and Social Commission's for Asia and the Pacific to be held on the 23rd to 26th of March. Likewise, Minister Gurung informed that the government decided to accept the government of Japan's health equipment assistance worth 1,080,000,000 rupees to be used for cure and treatment of non-communicable diseases. He also said one unit of Upper Tamakosi Hydroelectricity Project producing 76 megawatt electricity would come into operation by mid-May this year. Minister Gurung further says if the opposition party forwards no confidence motion, the CPN-EML would enjoy staying at opposition and go for election to get majority again. Newly appointed Attorney General Ramesh Badal has taken oath of office and secrecy. Chief Justice Cholendra Samsay Rana administered the oath of office and secrecy to Badal yesterday amidst a special function organized at the office of President in the presence of President Bidyadevi Bhandari, Vice President Nanda Bahadur Poon, Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha, among others, were present on the occasion. The Ministry of Health and Population has directed the concerned bodies to strictly follow the health protocol and testing at the border checkpoints as a number of COVID-19 cases spiked in India. Addressing a press briefing at the ministry, spokesperson of the ministry, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, also urged all to remain alert and follow health protocols seriously as the number of coronavirus infection in India is increasing. Also speaking on the occasion, Director of Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, Dr. Krishna Paudel, directed all the health officers to check for fever and COVID-19 symptoms at the border entry points. He also urged public to adopt the health safety protocol and directed health officials to identify the high-risk zones and carry out antigen tests. The ministry also asked all not to organize any kind of assembly, processions, gathering, seminars, crowded meeting or crowd gathering business. Meantime, the Ministry of Health and Population has reported 77 new coronavirus infection cases and 106 recoveries in the last 24 hours. The ministry unveiled the data that out of more than 275,900 infected people, more than 271,900 have recovered from the infection. The ministry did not report any corona-related death yesterday. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged the government to investigate into the issues of caste-based discrimination and book the perpetrators. Issuing a press statement yesterday, NHRC's spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Pokhrel asked the government to manage relief and ensure security to the victims. The NHRC also called upon all state and non-state actors to be serious in ending the caste-based discrimination while extending the best wishes on the occasion of the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination on 21st March. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8 AM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
बाबा हाम्रो स्कुलमा पाठशाला सीयूजी सिमको फारम भर्ने अरे हजुर पनि जान पर्छ है
क्यों नानी यो पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम भने
नेपाल टेलिकमको सरकारी स्कुलका शिक्षक विद्यार्थी र अभिभावकहरू बीच पठन पाठनका लागि मोबाइलमा जति पनि कुराकानी गर्न मिल्ने अनि 10 कक्षासम्म पढाइ हुने पाठ्य सामग्री राखेको वेबसाइट खोलेर पढ्न मिल्ने निशुल्क पाठशाला सीयूजी सिम
मोबाइलमा पढ्ने मात्र भनेर भो खर्च नि
नेपाल टेलिकमले निशुल्क सिम दिन्छ रे हजुरको एनटीसी सिम छदेछ त्यसैमा राखे भो मेरो लागि लिउला अनि मासिक खर्च पनि पालिकाबाट नै तिरिदिनेले
ओहो स्कुल नखुलेर मलाई त तिमीहरुको पढाइको कस्तो पीर लागेको थियो अब भने ढुक्काउने भो
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक आफ्टर द शॉर्ट ब्रेक वी कन्टिन्यू विथ द इन्टरनेशनल अपडेट्स नाउ Thousands of Australians have been evacuated or rescued from flooding across Sydney as heavy rain continues to batter the east coast. Days of torrential downpours have caused rivers and dams to overflow across New South Wales, NSW and South East Queensland damaging large areas. Officials say the 1-in-a-50-year event may continue all week and have urged the public to exercise caution. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has offered funds for those forced to flee. The affected areas are home to about a third of Australia's 25 million people. Emergency services have conducted at least 500 rescues, including winching people from cars. One stranded family was lifted from their flooded home by a helicopter yesterday. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has made an unannounced visit to Afghanistan weeks before a planned withdrawal of all remaining U.S. troops. After meeting President Ashraf Ghani in Kabul, he called for a responsible end to the war but would not say whether the deadline would be met. Austin said the focus should be on reducing high levels of violence to allow a negotiated end to the conflict. The pullout was agreed with the Taliban by the Trump administration last year. Speaking to journalists, Austin would not say whether the Taliban had made their obligations under the recent deal. Now to general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly to generally cloudy in far west province and the hilly regions of the rest of the province and mainly fair in the rest of the province. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.7 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 10 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. President Bidya Devi Bhandari embarking on a two-day state visit of Bangladesh from today. Three different agreements will be signed during the President's Bangladesh visit. Health Ministry directs concerned bodies to strictly follow the health protocol and testing at the border checkpoints as number of COVID-19 cases increasing in India. And U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on an unannounced visit to Afghanistan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned and have a good day.